Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. In Bad Axe, the Bad Axe Police Department says a recent traffic enforcement effort led to 24 citations during a 5-hour operation focused on some of the city's busiest roadways. Police say officers targeted traffic concerns Thursday, May 21st along North Van Dyke Road through the business district, as well as East and West Huron Avenue. Extra attention was also given to the school zone near Bad Axe Middle School on South Van Dyke Road. According to Chief Sean Weber, officers conducted 24 traffic stops and issued 24 citations. Most involved hands-free driving violations, accounting for 14 tickets. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding, including 3 in the school zone, along with 2 improper lane use violations and 2 seatbelt infractions. The department says the enforcement initiative comes after 2 recent injury crashes in the North Van Dyke business corridor. Investigators say both crashes involved drivers failing to yield, leading 5 people injured. While speed was not considered a factor in those incidents, police say speeding continues to increase crash severity and injury risk. Officers also remind drivers that center turn lanes are not intended for travel or merge use, warning motorists can be ticketed for improper lane use. Bad Axe Police say similar traffic enforcement details will continue at different locations throughout the city in the coming weeks. As our police are working to keep us safe, let's help keep them safe and slow down, pay attention, and give them space. It's not just recommended. It's the law. And Dennis Anthony Telerak appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended license, revoked, or denied license. The alleged incident occurred on May 21st, 2026. This means misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on Mr. Telerak's behalf. Looking ahead, the prosecution is mandated to provide a plea offer, discovery, and witness list by June 10, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., requiring the defendant's in-person attendance. This date also serves as the final deadline for entering a plea or filing motions. Attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed as counsel for Mr. Telerak. Bond has been set at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment is required. However, failure to appear for future proceedings will result in fines, costs, and potential jail time. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
You love America, and at More Motors, we do too. More Motors is celebrating America's 250th birthday with Ford's American Value for American Value sales event. That's right, you get the same pricing Ford employees get on select new Ford vehicles at More Motors in Cairo. Hi, this is Denny King, the King of Cars. More Motors in Cairo has employee pricing for all on the vehicles built for the people who move this country forward. Here at More Motors in Cairo, save big with employee pricing for all. If you've been waiting for the right moment to upgrade, this is it. Employee pricing for all. But don't wait, because it won't last forever. American Value for American Values. Come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Cairo, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for 61 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, in Huron County District Court, Leobardo Garcia Meneses was formally arraigned by Judge Ferris for a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The alleged incident occurred on or about May 21st, 2026. The OWI charge carries significant potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail, fines ranging from $100 to $500, up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle immobilization, ignition interlock services, and license sanctions from the Secretary of State. During the arraignment, attorney Michael Murawski represented Meneses for the initial proceedings. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Following the arraignment, attorney Kyle O'Mara has been appointed to represent Meneses for the remainder of the case. The court has established a clear timeline for the upcoming legal process. The prosecutor is mandated to provide a completed plea offer form along with all discovery, witness list, and exhibit list by June 10th, 2026. A critical plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 30th, 2026 at 1 p.m. Meneses is required to attend this hearing in person, and it marks the final date for entering a plea or filing any motions in the case. Bond for Meneses was set at $3,500, requiring a 10% payment of $350 for his release. The bond comes with stringent conditions aimed at ensuring public safety and compliance. Meneses is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. He is also barred from entering establishments where alcohol is sold or served for on-premises consumption, such as bars and restaurants, and from any locations where alcohol or controlled substances are used or possessed. Furthermore, Meneses must comply with pretrial services and adhere to all recommendations regarding random drug and alcohol testing. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales in Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.